I'm ready.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Where is it?
You're not ready.
I'm trying to find. Okay, ready?
I'm ready. We've been ready for a while.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Why is
We've been ready for a while. We've been going.
God.
We've been going.
The amount of pressure that is mounting.
Go.
I'm trying. We might have to start over.
Hey, bear with us, Monday Mass listeners. Todd's.
Why isn't this working?
Dicking around on his phone.
I'm not. I'm trying to do something.
Should I do ads while you.
No.
Fillet your phone?
See, this really doesn't have the impact that it was going
to
have earlier.
All right. You want me to start over?
Yes.
I can start over.
Okay.
All right. Start it over.
Okay, here we go.
I restarted the whole podcast.
Fuck!
For you.
It's not working, Chris.
What's wrong?
Things.
What are you trying to do?
I need to play a song. Just bear with me.
I'm starting over.
You son of a bitch.
I'm starting over. Here we go. Okay, I'm just going to restart the whole thing.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. I just restarted.
You're going to love this.
I just restarted the whole podcast for
you. Are you ready?
Okay. Hold on. It's the Lemonheads.
I know, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm going to restart the podcast.
Wait.
You ready?
Wait.
Okay, I'm restarting. Go.
Forget it.
Still going.
Stupid everything.
Okay, go ahead. Should we just restart right here?
Did we restart? Fuck!
Is that even the right song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a shame about Ray.
Why don't you just sing it?
Fuck!
Dude, you should have just asked me, man. I know that song.
You know how sweaty
forward,
I am
right now? Back, in front.
All right,
we're going to restart. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, welcome to the Monday Mass, apparently known around the world as the greatest action sports podcast, not only now, but historically speaking, Todd.
We're in the top 6% of all the podcasts.
Today, this podcast is being recorded in an oven.
In Dolby?
Literally in a hot Airstream trailer in Encinitas, California. We're sweating
in Dolby.
Dolby surround.
Mm-hmm.
And after that incredible start to the podcast, what that was? That was 6 minutes of Todd on his phone.
That was a false start.
Trying.
False start.
Let's just restart. Three, two, one.
We just restarted.
The Monday Mass is presented by, I'm sorry, I'm Chris Cote. What's your name, sir?
I'm Todd.
Todd Richards, a legendary snowboarder. Pretty good surfer, too. And I think your skateboarding is somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Great snowboarder. Fantastic skater, wonderful surfer.
Thanks.
In that order, right? Where do you put gaming on that list?
Pretty high up.
Okay. Where do you put, what do you put in your bags? And what kind of bags do you put that stuff in?
I put stuff in my OGO branded bags.
Yes.
Which are great for holding NanoCraft CBD. They're good for holding
Is your mic on? I'm wondering, yeah.
Why?
Should we restart?
No. It's
okay.
You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you now.
Okay.
OGO Bags, a proud sponsor of this podcast.
Thank God.
And you can go to OGO. You can put in Mass 20 when you buy a bag. I got both of my boys, my kids, 8 and 10 years old. I got them both in OGO backpacks headed off to school.
Same.
I will use my kids as marketing tools.
Same ones?
Yeah. If it helps the podcast, I'll use the kids.
Do they have to have matching matchies?
No. One's black. One's gray.
Okay.
And they are the envy of the school.
Oh.
I don't know. They're not bragging about their bags.
NanoCraft,
I am.
NanoCraft CBD fits in.
I brought you. Look what I brought you.
You did. Oh!
Okay, Todd. What's in your bag, Todd? What do you got here?
Chris,
I didn't.
Chris, you know how
We're not live, so.
You know how I know I love you?
Yep. Oh, you got the.
Let me count the ways. We have
you got
NanoCraft CBD full spectrum.
Ooh, that's.
I am now on the
gold
spectrum.
Stuff.
CBD green superfood.
Boom.
Take
one
scoop
daily.
Blow
Thank
your
you.
Mind. CBD night with
I know
lavender.
I know you love the nightlife.
Madly. We have, what is this? A pain stick? That's what my dad used to discipline me with.
That was my that was my nickname in high school. Pain stick.
That's radical.
This is all Todd's opening for those of you who aren't in the trailer
CBD
with us right
day,
now.
Cocoa mint with a little bit of caffeine.
Yeah.
Jettison you.
Todd's opening a care package from NanoCraft CBD.
And finally, CBD energy and recovery. You mean I can have this?
That's all for you.
I can have
this. That's from our friends at NanoCraft CBD and our sponsor, and they can sponsor you too. NanoCraft CBD on the internet, Mass 15.
Unsolicited.
Is the code.
Unsolicited. Even though I'm getting all this.
No,
stuff,
it's solicited. Okay. We're partners anyways, with them.
I really, you know, I'm a kind of a logo nerd.
Yeah.
I think NanoCraft did a really good job with their packaging and stuff.
I fully agree. And I feel like they have presented, the perfect mix between kind of clinical and action sportsy and just well-designed product. And it works.
I like it. Thanks. Thank you, NanoCraft CBD. I'm not just a spokesperson. I'm also a client.
Oh, he is. Trust me. That his body inside and out is going to be nanocrafted. Active skin repair. Thankfully, I didn't have to use any active skin repair this weekend. I'm sure.
I did.
You did.
You want to hear an active skin repair story?
Yeah, go ahead. Love active skin repair stories.
So it's, you know, summer's coming to an end, and kids are trying to sandwich in the last bit of fun
excitement,
and excitement they
yeah.
can have this summer. So my daughter decided to have a water balloon fight that turned into a grass wrestling match with some of her friends, and she's got gnarly grass slices all over her. You ever roll around in the grass and the grass like cuts you up?
Don't like it.
Okay, cut you up.
Yeah.
Okay. So
like that.
She used
I like that band.
NanoCraft CBD on herself to ease her suffering.
You mean active skin repair?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, pick a sponsor, really. Yeah, she.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Sorry, I take it back.
Active skin repair. She used it on her what?
I did use active skin repair. My son came home from the beach right before bed. He said, "Dad, I'm sunburnt." I looked at his back. He was, in fact, a little bit sunburnt. Who's on a motorcycle?
You know what I like about NC News? The constant Harley Davidsons.
So you know what is delightful right before bed? A spritz of active skin repair. Like on your back if you're sunburned. Oh, and that's what he got. And he slept like a little baby.
What else? Who else?
Wave Soda. New Wave Soda that's has awesome. Been our drink of the summer.
We have some right behind us right here.
Chemistry Surfboards has been Todd's go-to.
All right, check this out.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so with Chemistry, like last, I went there the other day. Had to art a board. And apparently I'm doing a bunch of boards for them this week.
Oh, you got...
And I'm stressed out.
You got taken up on the offer?
Yes.
From who?
From... Jason Bennett.
You're going to draw some custom boards?
Arting on them. I don't really draw. It's more like just, I let my paintbrush dance across the canvas in crisscross strokes.
I heard you.
I like to put happy little trees.
You strip nude, cover yourself in paint, and lay on the board.
Dude, what was that?
Is that? Can I order that?
Dude, you just roll. You just take someone. Just takes a paint roller on your body, and then you just lay on a board, and that's your.
I thought that's what you were doing.
Dude, you should do that, for real.
All right.
I think that'd be super funny.
If anybody wants a lithograph of me nude on your chemistry board, you just let me know. I don't know if chemistry's down for that. I know Todd is into it.
Just picture that. Like that's you're just walking on the beach, and it's just like.
It's like a red splotch just of
chode smear.
Like thighs and hot dog, and it's almost like, is that abstract art? And you go, no, it's my body. It's a celebration of my body. Chemistry Surfboards, one of the presenting sponsors here at the Monday Mass. Panic and Coffee.
Oh, they said they were going to get us. They said they were going to get us a code. Because Chemistry Surfboards is going to actually do some discounts based on the Monday Mass.
Oh my gosh!
So
crushing it.
So I don't know. Hey, I have an idea. I'm not even going to tell you what the code is. You call Chemistry, or you. Whatever, however, you walk in there and be like, hey, Monday Mass sent me, and you'll get a discount.
Yep.
Try that on for size.
Awesome. The Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights, as always. Check out the Folklore Project at the Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights. That's USA Wood. And it's got pop. You might have saw me skating on one of them on the Monday
when
Mass
was the last
Instagram.
When was the last time you learned a new trick? Not saying anything about your skating. I'm just curious when the last time was.
I only have about six tricks.
I know, but when was the last time you learned a new trick?
I learned. Well, I mean, there's variances to that, right?
I'm talking like whole new,
like one
dimension,
trick, not a combo of tricks.
No, like okay, say like I finally figured out how to do nollie heel flips like not very long ago.
Oh, really?
I could never do them.
Oh, you know what's funny is I posted this. I put this on Twitter. What was the last, or what is a skate trick you just cannot do?
Mm.
Mine was inward heel flips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I've ever tried one. I just know I can't do them. So maybe I'll try that. Maybe that'll be the challenge.
I don't think they're as hard as you
think. I can't nollie. I'm really bad at nollying.
I could never time my foot to do the thing, and it finally just worked one day.
Nollie.
Anyway.
Can't nollie.
Anyway, take that.
You online is where we live. YouOnline.com, also iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, everywhere. Everywhere there's podcasts where we're at.
iTunes. Is there even an iTunes anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I thought iTunes went away.
No, we're on it.
Oh, but didn't they, like, they changed the way they do things, though?
We're on it.
Yeah, all right.
No, nobody told me anything. Speaking of podcasts, Todd.
I forgot to get back to him about your questions.
Yeah, but we did talk about you.
What did you say?
He had a question. Oh, so you were on the Powell Movement podcast.
Yes.
I was on the Powell Movement podcast this weekend. Mm-hmm. He dug up some dirt on me. We talked about drinking and drugs and trans world surf and partying and all that fun stuff. And then he has what does he call them? Obscene questions? Inappropriate questions?
Inappropriate question.
One of them was, how did Todd escape a career in snowboarding without hitting any big jumps?
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah.
Except for I did.
I know. I said,
dork.
I think Todd is much better. Well, that was a question from somebody. I don't know.
Oh.
And I stuck up for you.
That's
but,
crazy.
But did I?
That's crazy, though, that someone would even say that.
Did you hit some big jumps?
Fuck. It's like I have a bunch of video parts of me being scared shitless going over big jumps.
Wow.
Huh. Weird.
I think as people...
I don't like hitting big jumps.
I think when you're an innovator like yourself and you start on those small, crummy half pipes and you make up a sport, that's what people remember.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't remember you hitting the 50-foot kickers.
50-foot. That 50-foot was like the small one in the Breckenridge
75-foot kickers.
Easy.
Todd hits big jumps.
Not anymore.
Why would we?
I'm like, why?
I'm putting myself in
I'm
here.
Like, why would you waste that big... Why is that big wasted pile of snow over there?
Just cruise, man. I believe in you.
I'm not here to base jump.
I don't know what I said about
you. I'm not here to wingsuit down the hill.
I might have said that you're great or you sucked.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan
of
your podcast.
Can you turn on your fan? Because it's really
let's turn
here,
it on.
Dude.
All right.
It'll give us some white noise.
There we go.
Oh my god,
we
dude.
Got a fan going.
So hot.
At least we have one fan on the podcast.
Hey, it's crazy though that like summer started yesterday or
it's
Saturday.
Local summer.
Hall.
Local. Hey Todd, Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Of course, the big news over the weekend was the Tahiti Pro presented by Hurley went through the weekend. Did you watch, Todd?
I didn't.
You did not?
Nope.
Why not?
You know, I think mainly because it was so nice out.
You were surfing
yourself. Also, but you know what I did watch? I did watch the Stab High event that was on. It was edited and it was on ESPN this weekend.
I missed that.
Idiot.
I wasn't invited. I love Stab High.
But okay, here's the deal. The Tahiti Pro.
I was talking about, Tahiti Pro.
Tahiti Pro. I watched a bunch of like the videos of people kind of on the lay days, like having fun at like small pass and back pass, and you know,
makes you sick.
Whatever,
it's so perfect.
It looks so perfect, but I don't know. It's like the Tahiti, like Chopo doesn't have like
the draw
allure when it's not like scary.
Well, you're a regular footer, first of all.
That's okay though,
and it's a barreling wave over shallow reef. So when I see places like The Box or, you know, big, scary rights, I'm not as interested as I am interested in Chopo at the size that it's been through the last
couple
days.
Yeah, the trials were
gnarly.
Yeah, so it's like what you come from that into like, all right, we're going to have round one, and it's like chest high.
But it's so perfect.
It is perfect.
No,
I'll probably go back and watch it.
The seeding round is the round one. There's no losers. I usually watch just highlights of that round because I like to see.
Don't you have to talk? Don't you have to talk about it though? Like you have to go to the WSL moments.
Yeah, but
or whatever.
The highlights suffice. It's like crib notes. But then I start to watch during the elimination round heats, and here are some of your standouts. And if you follow any of this, you'll know these already. Connor Coffin, highest heat total. He lived the dream. He said in his post-heat interview. Jordy Smith doing well. Sebastian Zietz, always a threat in barreling reef break waves. Shallow, scary stuff. Michel Borez.
That's no surprise.
That's no surprise. Pedersen Crisanto, Ryan Callinan, just to name a few.
Wait, so did Michel Borez grow up surfing Chopo? Or was he like a different part of the island?
Different area, yeah. But...
What's the other reef? Like
honed his teeth there.
What's the other like reef break that's there? No, it's not.
Papeete.
Yeah, that's.
Tafafuna. There's a bunch of reef breaks similar to Chopo, and I got called out big time.
Why?
By somebody on Instagram.
About what? What'd you do?
About pronunciation of Chopo.
What? How do you do it? Because you keep saying it the same way.
Chopo. I committed to saying Chopo.
What is
because
it?
Because that's what I've been told by my friends from Tahiti.
How does Raymana
people
say
like
it?
Raymana told me that. Everyone that I talked to says it. But this is
what
you know,
the,
I got
what did
this
homeboy
called
say?
Out. Well,
he's like
now
it's pronounced Tiapipi.
No, what do we got here? Now I probably can't even find it. This was on, you know, via Instagram messaging.
Instagram.
I don't even know if I can find it now. The crux of it was somebody was telling me I'm doing it wrong, and I just said, I'm doing it right. Just leave me alone. Just let me do me. So the contest is on hold today. It'll probably wrap up this week, and hopefully it'll be pumping. The swell forecast is good. Todd, it's big.
Good to great.
15 feet.
When is that start?
Talking about.
When is
Tuesday.
That Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe.
Okay.
So, who do you think is going to win? I mean, this is kind of what people want to know.
Well, I would say...
Do you think Gabriel Medina is going to win?
I would say that someone that is goofy foot would have a considerable advantage. However, someone that is regular foot could probably put themselves a little deeper in the barrel.
Okay. What does that tell me about who you think is going to win?
Nothing at all.
You know what I'm most excited for?
ESPN's body issue?
The Hobgood Super Heat coming to Chopo! Yes. CJ Hobgood versus Damian Hobgood. This is a grudge match that started over 40 years ago from birth. From birth, Todd. CJ's on taken to the internet, Instagram, anywhere he can. He's talking smack. Damian's been quiet about this whole thing. This is going to be an incredible heat.
Hobgood beef.
We're talking Wonder Twins, Super Heat, at Chopo. Both these guys have done really well there.
Do they talk to each other in twin language in the water?
They talk shit to each other. That's big great. Time. And this started from their movie, And Two If by Sea, where the seeds were planted for this Super Heat. So big, good on ya. Big ups to the WSL for making this happen. Basically, the fans said... We want this. WSL mm-hmm. said, okay, let's do it. That's pretty cool.
Hey.
That's like the NFL mid-game going, mm-hmm. oh, hold on. We're gonna have Peyton Manning and Tom Brady go right. and throw some balls.
Or like when Different Strokes was on Love Boat.
Exactly. See, you know what I'm talking about. But I am excited also about the ESPN body issue.
Who's
like
in
you
it?
Said.
Do we know anybody?
The Eagles offensive line. The mm-hmm. Super Bowl champion Eagles offensive line will be nude. Our favorite climber, Alex Honnold, nude. Amanda Nunez, UFC champion, a young lady who will kick the crap out of you, Todd, if you know.
Not hard.
If you push her, if you push the wrong buttons, she's going to get you. She'll be nude in the body issue, Todd. Also, WSL surfer Lakey Peterson.
Wow.
Will be nude. In the body issue.
Joining the ranks of, I think Coco did it, right?
Coco's done Who it. Done Steph it? Gilmore, yeah. Courtney Conlogue.
Uh-huh.
Louis Vito. What are their boys? Kelly Slater.
Did he?
Yeah.
Laird,
I'm sure. Laird and Gabby. Now, Todd, what if they asked you?
I would be like.
You're 40. What are you? You're 42?
I'm 36.
36 years old. But you're looking good.
I would do it.
You would do it?
Mm-hmm.
How about you just do it? Just submit it.
Just submit like some like really poorly exposed picture.
I will shoot the photos.
Okay. All right.
For you.
I like,
not for me.
I like where this is
We'll
going.
Do it on my phone just so I have them.
I like it.
I'll shoot the photos. We'll submit you to the nude issue like a unsolicited.
What if it was like the Monday Mass body issues?
Yeah.
And it's just like people with really, with body issues.
And Todd, as your friend,
are photographed nude.
As your friend and co-host.
Yes.
I will make you look good.
You know, if you get
filters, I can get good angles.
If you get the sun to set kind of behind me, you can see my organs.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. At ESPN Body Issue via Todd Richards, it's coming for you. Wait, that makes sense? We're sending nude photos of Todd to you, ESPN. Sure. So just get ready.
Prepare your surface.
That's not a threat. That's a promise. Okay, so another big news. This is kind of cool. Todd, you're a Olympian. You are an Olympic commentator, so you will be excited to know that John Florence has announced that although he did go into get his ACL injury repaired...
Recently?
A couple months ago. He has said he's going to be back in time for the Pipe Masters. That being said, as it stands right now, John Jones in third place with 32,425 points. So there's a good chance that if he can compete at the Billabong Pipe Masters, he can potentially qualify for the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games.
So is it between him and Kelly for the final spot? Is
that for what now? Understanding? For now.
For now.
For now.
What about Connor?
If Connor wins Chopo, then we could be having an entirely different conversation.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's exciting.
This is exciting.
It is very exciting. Did you watch? I'm moving right along here. We're going to move quickly. It's really hot, so we're going to bang this thing out. That's what she said. Not Lana Del Rey. Someone else. A rhetorical she said. Lana Del Rey just premiered a video called F You, I Love You. And Todd, she's surfing.
Do you think Lana Del Rey is like, she's just like, God damn it, why'd I have to pick this weekend? Because like Tay Swift's album came out on Friday and it's just crushing it.
Well,
crushing
it. Taylor Swift is not surfing in her video, sitting on a surfboard. But you're right.
Why are you saying surfboard?
Because I think.
Is that how they say
that's it? That's what people say on the internet. The big news is Lana Del Rey, she's sitting out there on a board. It doesn't actually show her surfing, but she's sitting on the board. Her wetsuit top is zipped down.
So she has her wetsuit on backwards?
It's zipped down a little bit. And it's not conducive to paddling or duck diving. So duck dove a wave, her wetsuit would fill up with water, first of all.
Is that how it works?
Her hair's still dry in the video, too. Mm. And she's surfing by these oil rigs. I feel like she's sitting too far out. Todd, your homework is to go watch this video.
Okay.
Did you see the Surflake's Yepon Plunger Tube Peak?
I did. I saw Aki get barreled.
I'm. Let's go.
It just seems really big and extended for like what it produces.
So you're saying it dissipates too quickly?
No, I'm just saying like it seems like this giant thing that's like it takes up a lot of space and it's like a lot of like, I don't know, just... It's just big. It's like the land, like the real estate that it takes to like put that thing in, and it seems like you can have the same wave with something else that's smaller.
But I think their thing is you have 360 degrees of waves. So all the wave pools that we've
haven't we seen any footage of someone surfing on the other side?
They're just being very calculated.
Some would say
with their released.
Some would say vague, calculated, and vague.
From what I saw, it's a quick takeoff. Barrel, you come out and do a turn, wave kind of ends. But what I like about it is I like that it looks a little bit maybe more like oceanic surfing because mm-hmm. you sit there and you wait for the set to come in at you. It doesn't come up from mm-hmm. a wall. Mm-hmm. What I don't even care. What let's go.
What about
we should go.
What about
we should be invited.
What about
what
the Wadi Wadi Park that's in Saudi Arabia? Wait, is it Saudi? Where were
they? No, United Arab Emirates.
The UAE. Did you go there?
Yeah, I surfed.
You did surf there?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
It's fun.
Like comparative to like Waco?
No. No.
But like it has like a section that comes at you, right?
The first wave I caught there, no joke, I did a beautiful, perfect front three.
You did.
Air, landed perfect. It spun me out for the rest of the trip because all I could think about was hitting that section. It's a harder section to hit. It's a kind of a little, you know, slow, soft. It's got a bit of a wedge, but then the air section is just a crumble.
Right.
So it's fun.
It's more like around here. Like the
kind
air,
of.
Air section.
It's a super fun wave pool, but more that traditional wave pool comes at you. Uh-huh.
Kind of like Typhoon Lagoon with the section.
Exactly. The experience, though, is crazy. You're in the middle of the desert. It's wild.
Is it cold?
No, it's hot.
Okay.
But it's just a otherworldly experience.
But you don't hear anything about that place anymore.
Well, we've got Surf Ranch.
I know, but
we've
like
got Waco. We've got
you kind of figure that even though like all this
talk,
that the wave pools are getting now, you'd think that maybe you would hear about people going there again, like because it would kind of just because they all help each other.
Well, it's so hard to get to. It's 2 hours outside of Dubai, and it's fickle in the sense of it breaks down a lot.
Oh,
we were there, broke down probably 3 times.
Really?
So it's you know.
Okay.
I'm just it's much easier I think for anyone to go to Waco or
sure.
You know. So did you hear about the protests happening at the wave pool in France?
No.
So there's a wave pool opening in the middle of France somewhere, I think. And people are protesting because they say
it's a right.
It's a right. People don't like it. People don't like that. No, they're saying that they initially said, oh, it's going to be this nice, mellow wave pool. There's going to be a cafe. But there was some fine print that's like, and there's going to be a bar. We're going to rage. So the locals, mostly the townsfolk, are protesting.
But it seems like in France, like people rage.
Right?
They would rage regardless of there being a bar at the wave pool.
They have soccer matches there. People black
people
the hell
like
out.
Headbutt like plate glass windows.
Other.
Okay, well,
yeah. So there's lots of wave pool news happening right now, and I'm excited for Desert Surf. Our friends are opening a wave pool out there. The more wave pools, the better. We always say that.
Hey, speaking of not that good waves, but ripping, ECS event went down this weekend in Virginia Beach.
ECSC.
Yep.
ECSC. Have you ever been there?
I have.
It's pretty wild. It's cool because how excited the locals and the East Coast surf fans are.
And there's typically no waves, correct?
Yeah.
Like for the
it's known as being one of the smaller waves you can ride, but the names are big.
And people rip.
People shred.
There's a picture of Dumphy on Instagram yesterday, like ripping a turn.
They got pretty decent waves this year. Waist to chest high.
Sick.
Wind kind of chunks. And when there are waves, wind swell over there is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the beaches, I mean, it looks like the U.S. Open crowd-wise. Luke Gordon from South Carolina.
There you go.
Won. And won the pro division. Crosby Colapinto won the pro-am. But of note, this has got to be one of the first times ever. Two surfers from South Carolina, not a place known for waves, in the finals. Cam Richards and Luke Gordon.
There you go.
Luke Gordon rips. Have you seen this kid surf?
Mm-mm.
He's really good.
I know Cam shreds.
You ever seen Flash Gordon surf?
Flash Gordon?
How come we don't call Luke Flash Gordon?
Because you've just alienated his entire generation.
Because nobody knows what
we're
talking about.
That
movie was so good.
They'll redo it.
A movie was kind of horny when you think about it.
Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fully.
A lot of skin.
Fully horned out.
I think it's self-porn, almost.
Might, yeah.
No wieners, though.
Flash.
Speaking of a lot of skin, if you're into dudes in Speedos slapping each other around, playing grab ass, and surfing, well, who is JOB season 9 is here. The final season, Todd. This could be the final season of Who is JOB.
Do you really think it's going to be?
I don't know. All I know is people love Who is JOB. Fan base is huge. And I watched it. It's entertaining. You know, it's kind of like Jackass with waves.
Do you think Who is JOB created Ben Gravy's podcast?
I think it helped. It's, you know, I think the YouTuber sensation, which, what do you, is this 5 years old?
Who is JOB?
No, just YouTube, you know, YouTube stars.
I mean,
5 to 10 years old.
Maybe.
Either way, gets huge numbers. JOB's killing it. And They just have
They're
fun.
They're fun.
They go around.
Is Poopies still on it?
Oh, yeah.
Or did Poopies break off?
No, Poopies, well, I think he started his own vlog.
I mean, I know he gets broke off.
But he, yeah, he gets a mouth and nose full of Vegemite, spoiler alert, when he's sleeping.
Have you ever had Vegemite?
Yeah, I don't.
It's like salt,
I don't,
salt spread.
I'm not super into it. You know.
Kind of smells like taint.
It's these guys, they go to Australia, and they're in an RV, and they're messing with each other. They're playing grab ass. They're surfing over rocks, and they're having a good time. And it's a fun watch. I watched the first episode already.
Okay.
In other vlog Red Bull TV news, Ivy heads towards the mountains for episode 3 of Ivy being Ivy. And she called, you know, we called her last week. She called right back after I hit send.
That's dumb.
On the podcast. Should I try to call her again?
Yep.
Just call her again. She'll definitely. She's known to.
Is she living in
a van?
Block
my number.
Is she living in a van?
Yeah. You know what? She probably doesn't have reception because she's in a van down by the river. So we're
living in a
cold
van.
Call Ivy Miller, star of Ivy Being Ivy, episode 3, out now. We talked last week about the tremendous numbers Ivy's getting on her show, and she's screening me again. It's really weird. Why would you screen me?
What?
I'm being screened on our show.
Please leave your message.
Wow. That's 2 weeks in a row, Todd. Two weeks in a row, we're getting screened.
Poison Ivy.
Watch her show. Don't screen Ivy like she screened us. What other surf news you got?
Nothing.
Did you see my clip?
Yeah, you put some clips up. You're being very informative about the boards that you're surfing. I like that. I think that's like a thing. You know, right? I watch.
Shred Show?
No, you just got in my head. Not Shane. Who am I thinking of here?
Chris Groh?
No.
Shred Show?
No. I'll think of it in a
Shred
second.
Shred Show's great.
I'll think of it during Nerd News.
So, if you don't know, I do these...
Shane Beshen's thing where he shows the trick tips. I think
that's
great.
His stuff is great. And yeah. Shane Beshen has an app.
Yeah, I know.
A Fundamentals Zession. App. Zession.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
I have it.
I'm getting it. I got it. Shane rules.
Do you want to go to Nicaragua in like 9 days?
I got an hour.
No, do you want to go?
We were talking about me surfing. So I got a new board from Pesh, and the kind of backstory is that in late 90s, when I was a quote-unquote pro surfer, C-grade, if that, I rode for Pesh boards. They were some of the best boards I ever had. Fast forward 20 years later, I got a brand new Pesh board. I rode it this weekend, and I have a series on my Instagram. It's called, I just kind of retooled it. Now it's called 3-Wave Board Review. I go out, I catch 3 waves, and
I
review the board.
Like it.
And you can watch it. I was proud of it.
But do you
I
ever,
did a good backside
do you give,
snap.
Do you give honest critiques? Or is it like,
no.
You gave me a free board?
No, free board.
You
it's great.
Fake critiques.
No, if I don't like the board, I won't review it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that doesn't help anybody.
I'm helping people by showing, you know, I think I helped people with the Dan Mann no-brainer board review I did.
Okay.
I helped people with a Pizel board review that I did because mm-hmm. I sold them 3 boards. People said I want to get it.
Really?
So we'll see if this works. I mean, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
I get the board, I ride it. This is the first kind of standard shortboard.
I don't think anyone's listening to you. What?
Excuse me. I sneeze when I'm insulted.
You know, when you sneeze, a little bit of your soul comes out.
And I posted it on @monday.mass.com. Is that okay?
Why don't you guys go check it out?
@.com. We don't have a website.
Are we org? Are we .org?
.org. Todd, do you think we should put music between segments?
Yes.
Like we used to?
Like elevator music.
Sing some.
Like you're on hold.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Skate News is brought to you by the Folklore Project.
Okay.
Our guy, Chris Dune Pastris.
Did that make the transition better?
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Somebody requested you guys should put music on there again.
Why?
I don't know.
It just takes up time.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of time.
It's because, you know, the guy thought I had great taste in music, which I do. Skate News is brought to you by @TheFolkloreProject. I just finished watching 73 Questions with Tony Hawk for Vogue.com. And it felt a lot like the beginning of one of those casting porn videos. Have you ever seen one?
No.
My friend told me about it.
What is a casting porn video?
They ask someone, young male
on
or female.
On the street?
It can be on the street. Usually it's in a hotel room.
How do you fall for that?
It's not.
Then it's a setup.
Well, in the beginning, they say they're casting for a job, but then in parentheses, there is no job.
Okay, so it's
and
like,
I'm only saying this because I heard about them. I've never seen a pornographic casting video.
Well, I need to know. I need to be on the lookout. Like, if someone says they want to like cast me in something, I need to know what are the red flags.
Just be careful on Craigslist. Okay. So basically, it's
Craigslist casting for a movie.
Well, you know, they say, "Oh, nude model," and then that turns into full blown
penny saver casting.
So, taking it back to Tony Hawk, this is not pornography.
You know Tony Hawk?
Stop kicking that back.
Do you know who Tony Hawk is?
My friend Tony Hawk was on Vogue.com.
There we go.
And the only reason I said it, it's like because the guy's behind the camera and the way he's asking these questions, and if you've seen casting pornography,
I think we should move on from this.
It just felt like that. But it's cool because this is 73 questions, rapid fire style. Tony Hawk gives you a tour of his house, his history, a collection of boards. He talks about the McSqueeb.
Did you have a McSqueeb?
Surfing. I did have a McSqueeb.
I could never grow one.
So what is a McSqueeb for those
McSqueeb
who don't
know? McSqueeb is kind of like a hair flare off to the side. It's almost like you're kind of covering a portion of your face with long bangs.
If you rest your palm of your hand on the top of your head, right. What is this?
It was one of the
forehead
earliest.
And drape it over your eye.
It's
that's
like a reverse mullet.
It's an eye mullet.
It is an eye mullet. It's a reverse mullet. It's
one eye though.
Right.
Yeah. Bring him back. Yeah, so that was cool.
You ever seen a mullet with a McSqueeb? McSqueeb. Really? Yeah. You've seen mullet with McSqueeb?
Yeah.
God, your head must just be like, what is happening? Is it where
it's
is it going?
And
it's like
well
shaved
balanced.
On one side, shaved all around. Wow.
I have a mullet downstairs.
Ew. <You've>, so gross.
Party in the back, business in the front, if you know what I mean.
Wow, just like a...
Just picture it.
Just like a...
I'm not going to show you. I'm not in the body issue, Todd. You are.
You have a hair tail.
Todd Richards for ESPN
so
body issue. It's like a mud flap, literally.
Like caked in shit.
That's too far. It's too much. I finally finished the Muska 9 Club episode. It was so good.
Was it?
I love Chad Muska. He basically, and the 9 Club, best skate podcast, he talks about everything. It's 3 hours long.
Here's something I saw the other day. Did you see the footage of that kid doing the 360 flip over the spine? Like it's almost like a launch ramp one of those prefab launch ramps, kind of like a spine/launch ramp thing.
No.
Dude does a 360 flip like straight up in the air off of it, catches it, like the craziest catch ever.
Yeah.
Perfect reentry on the other side.
On a spine?
On a spine.
Wow, that's
it's crazy. Bananas.
Wish I knew what you were talking about.
It's around.
It's in the phone. It's in the phone.
Dylan Jabe had a clip put up on the barracks this morning of a twofer up at the a twofer line at Poots. 360
really?
Flip up the step up onto like the bench thing. You know that around the planter? Like there's a raised bench. So
yes.
The little gap up. And then a big spin, not a big spin off.
Better than my line from Poods on Friday?
Yeah.
You got to admit, though, my line from Poods on Friday was pretty good.
Which one? The kickflip backside one? Like you do like two 180s when you land the kickflip?
Kickflip.
I got to tell 50, you, that's
50,
that's a lot of
manual.
It's a lot. Like when you do the kickflips over the thing and then you do the quick 180 afterwards, I would slam really hard.
Right.
That's very fast footwork, Chris.
That's all I got. I got 6 tricks and I got quick feet.
I like it.
I keep it low. Do you know who Anthony Van Engelen's favorite skater is?
No, but I know his shoe just dropped.
Guy Mariano. If you go to Transworld Skateboarding on the internet, you will learn that and more. Also, the Ave Pro shoe out as we talked about
it
last week.
Have you seen it up close?
I held it and I watched my friend skate in it.
Does it come in any different colors?
All black, like top to bottom.
But with gel. See, I really like the clear gel. It reminds me of the old Rick Howard shoe.
It does
Big
come
time.
With clear bottom.
Sick.
On both the black and white.
That's rad.
And I've heard it skates incredibly good.
I want some.
Let's get some.
Hey, Casillo, I know you're listening.
Everybody's getting
some.
Because
you don't do anything at work.
He's a big fan.
Will you please send me some Aves?
I wonder if Ave listens to this show.
Oh.
He's a surfer, skateboarder.
Obviously.
Probably doesn't care about snowboarding, to be honest. That might be the stumbling block.
We weren't really talking about this, but I've been talking about it.
Snowboarding?
It was brought to my attention. My friend Keith put up a bunch of Super 8 footage on Instagram yesterday. Back when I used to go to snowboard camp at High Cascade in the summertime, like it would predominantly be to go and skate. There was snowboarding happening during the day, but predominantly it was to skate the vert ramp that we had there.
You were ripping.
Well, the crazy thing is I think that ramp is like the same size as the one I need to go up to the Vans ramp. And skate more. Because that ramp is perfect. The Vans ramp is perfect.
It is. It really is.
I need to do that. I need to get motivated to go up. I need motivation.
Motorhead. Listen to it.
I don't want Motorhead.
I was talking about Anthony Bangalyn, but I guess we're talking about Todd
Richards
now.
How did we get into that?
We're talking about Todd Richards now.
But how did we get into that?
Vans.
Classic.
So you want...
Classic footage?
Classic footage. Yeah, so on Transworld Skateboarding right now, you can watch the Alien Workshop Industry section from 4/1/1998. It's great.
What was the last Vans part that Ave put out that was so nuts, the Ender?
Propeller.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
So good.
Ave rules. His favorite skater is Guy Moreno. My favorite skateboarder might be Anthony Van England. Another one of our favorite skateboarders, John Rattray, is on his third year of raising funds for mental health.
Why so sad?
Rattray rules. He's been doing sad plants for 3 years, and
I think it's killer.
It's so great. So
I had a sad plant up on his thing.
You did?
Yeah.
So his sister had depression issues, committed suicide, I believe. Someone close to him. So he's dedicated years of his life to talking about depression, anxiety, and he does it through skateboarding, which is so great.
That's
through
very cool.
Sad plants in particular.
And he's trying to he's on the quest to do the perfect sad plant.
Yeah.
A la like Lance.
I love it. We love you, John Rattray.
It's really cool.
Rattray rules.
I'm stoked on Rattray.
There was a fun contest over the weekend sponsored by CCS and Adidas. They brought or recreated the Brooklyn Bumps up in Portland, Oregon. So at the Brooklyn Banks, there was this thing called the Brooklyn Bumps. It was a long kind of bank of bricks that went up to a barrier.
Jersey barrier.
So
then you would air over the exit ramp
yeah.
off of the highway. Scary.
Mario McCoy, who's our friend Andrew Cannon's team rider at Santa Cruz, therefore he's probably a big fan.
How did they replicate this?
Built it.
Out of bricks?
Brickish.
Huh.
Bricks.
I'm kind of surprised. I know that Brooklyn Banks is still... Can you still skate there?
I don't know.
I think you can.
I don't know if you can skate the bumps anymore.
No, you can't skate...
But I think you can skate the banks.
Have you ever skated Brooklyn
Banks? I've skated the banks.
Yeah,
I've carved
it. But I think it would be really cool to replicate that...
Wall ride thing.
Well, that plus like the Brooklyn bump over the Jersey barrier. Like,
that's what
like
they did.
Yeah, but not like to do it full size somewhere in a skate park.
Oh, you mean to see? Well, they did it at this contest.
It just says scaled down version.
Well, it's slightly scaled down. Small, yeah.
There's just like a lot of East Coast iconic spots, kind of like the City Hospital from Boston. They kind of put that at the new skate park that's under the bridge. And
I like when they put replica.
Yeah.
Obstacles at parks.
But I like it when they're kind of like as shitty as the actual spot was.
It makes it nice to just make it a little shitty, not as shitty as the original spot, but just I like things that you have to figure out how to skate.
Well, and I think
take a few
tries. The best part about the Brooklyn Banks is it's brick.
Right.
And it just makes the sound and it's not all smooth and I don't know, there's not a lot
of... It might have been bricks. I'm not
cool.
Sure.
That's awesome. I think that's really cool. I'm going to check that out.
So Todd, we talked a little bit about this weekend. Very excited about this.
What? What is it?
Potential new sponsor. Definitely a new thing I'm interested in.
Did you say nude?
Not nude.
Oh.
I know you're thinking about your ESPN body issue photo shoot that's going to happen in about 15 minutes. But there's a new app called Adventure.io.
Okay, you sent me... What are we talking about?
Okay, so it's... when was the last time you booked an Airbnb spot? Or did a tour with your family while on vacation?
When we went to Norway last year-ish.
Okay, so.
2 years ago.
When you book an Airbnb or whatever, hotels.com, however you're booking something, right? This, you get these experience opportunities. And what the hell just happened?
Why? Wait.
Okay, we're back.
But
so the Adventure.io app is a way for people to do once in a lifetime or one of a kind, or mm-hmm. you know, these mm-hmm. this kind of top to bottom, high level or just low level fun action sports experiences. We're talking about, you know, going and skating Elliot Sloan's backyard dreamland with Elliot Sloan.
Okay.
VIP session.
I know where this is going.
Free diving, wakeboarding excursions with the best of the best, Sean Murray, Parks Bonifay, and the GOAT of wake surfing, Brian Grubb. This is an app where you can go, and even if it's just a staycation, or if you're out and about, if you're in London, if you're in freaking
Let's fast forward
wherever,
to the part where we're involved.
Todd, we potentially are going to be, we might get a new sponsor. And it might be Adventure.io.
Here we go.
That's it.
Okay, get ready.
And I'm saying for all of you out there, check out Adventure.io. This is just a teaser of what's to come. Because this thing's rad, and I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. If you didn't already know about it. But wait.
There's more. So are we going to have an experience with us? I'm looking up snowboard news right now.
I think an experience with us would be great. Maybe you
could
sit on Todd's lap while we do the podcast.
A horrible idea.
No, these are actual adventure experiences, and we'll keep you posted when we hear more about what's up with this incredible new app.
And that there, we have a potential new sponsor.
Yeah.
Did we give them the new rates or the old rates?
The new rates.
Yes.
That was skate news.
So now we're into snow news.
Snow news is brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. All I got is the Gimbal God is back. I just watched a new Nick Baden-Graham clip.
I think he's here.
It was sick.
I'm trying to figure out.
I love anything Gimbal God does.
Who won the stupid contest in New Zealand? That's what I want to know.
Wasn't there
snow news has been brought to you by NanoCraft CBD.
Wasn't there a contest at your home break this weekend with a bunch of snowboarders?
I wouldn't say snowboarders, but it was
people who board.
It was a soft top event that happened at Beacons.
Sick.
With Zeech man.
Okay.
Harsh Zeech.
Sick.
They put on I think it was a benefit for one of their friends, and it's just kind of like a fun thing where people go out in soft tops and.
And it was pumping this weekend.
It was really good.
Breaking a bunch of boards and stuff.
Really?
I just think of Beacons as a snowboarder break.
I thought you were saying you think of it as a board breaker.
It's not a board breaker.
It's more of a deal breaker, really.
Any shark sightings this weekend now that we're talking about snowboarding?
There was a big dead seal on the beach on Saturday when I walked down there that had a couple really big bites out of it. But it looked like it had been dead for a while.
It wasn't me.
What? That you mean you bit, oh, the, you weren't laying on the beach or you didn't bite the seal?
I didn't bite the seal. Brock Crouch just left Encinitas for a month.
Is that snow news?
Yeah. He's going snowboarding.
I'm trying to find. I know
we can call him at some point.
There was just a comp.
I know Brock Crouch is a big fan of the show.
I'm trying to
have a great trip, Brock.
Trying to have a moment here.
It's just.
I know there's a. There
like
was a
90
comp.
Degrees in here, so talking about snowboarding is kind of tough.
There was a comp that just went down. At Cadrona in New Zealand. I think it was it a World Cup?
I thought it was in Old Zealand.
Yeah, I love the Old Zealand.
Old Zealand rules.
I would love to go to New Zealand again. Last time I went to New Zealand, I actually went there in their fall.
It's the best
with
place
my family
ever.
And it was the most fun. We didn't snowboard or anything, but we surfed our brains out.
You did.
Yeah, well,
your
I think there's going to be a lot of stuff kind of showing up here. We got Marcus Cleveland is back.
Oh, good. Snowboarding again.
Yeah. Remember when he got hurt last year right before the knuckle huck that was basically created for him by ESPN / X Games?
I remember. Didn't like it. I don't like when people
get
hurt.
He's back. He's been snowboarding in Sauce Fay. I just saw some footage of Mark McMorris is in Sauce Fay. So like, this is the time of year where it's Sauce transitional. You go to Australia. You go to New Zealand. You go to like Sauce Fay in Switzerland, and you go snowboarding
Beacons
up on the glacier, or you just end up in the water with me.
So more snow news next week is what you're saying.
Why is that not enough for you?
Well, there was nothing really of substance.
Here's it. I mean, this is the crazy snow news. Is like you start looking at like the shop next to us. We were right next to Hanson's. Everyone's starting to get their snow stuff in.
That's true.
That is the big sign that fall is upon us.
Yes. And with this global warming thing that's happening, you never really know when snow season is going to start or end.
True.
So, I don't know. Buy snowboard gear and we'll get a new, we'll get some more sponsors for the show. Right?
Yep. Yep.
So keep buying snow gear.
I'm sure there'll be more snow news.
My friend Brock Kraus went on a trip. And also my friend Tony Hawk was on Vogue.com.
Sweet. Any other friends you want to plug?
My friend Travis Rice is
sailing
somewhere.
He was just on a foiling mission with Chris Rassman. And I think it was, I don't know if it was in some lake or in Vancouver Island, but they were... Oh, yeah, this is some snow news, but it's not really snow.
I just kind of worked it
out.
You
know, we got Brian Fox and his lady, Callie, and then we have Austin Sweeten and Robin Van Ginn. They are right now in the Maldives.
And they're snowboarding power couples.
Yes, these are snowboarding power couples. They get together and they go on extravagant vacations. You can check out their Instagrams for the Wish You Were Here's.
Oh, yeah.
So then, and then
I'm gonna stop following fantasy.
So coming up in the coming ups, there's a Holy Bully event that's happening in Australia.
Cool.
Very soon.
That's news.
Sponsored by Quicksilver. So that's really cool.
That's great news.
So that's coming up.
Hey, good job, Todd.
So I pulled something out of my hat.
You did good.
But you know what's next?
You did good.
You know what's next
nerd
on the agenda?
Nerd news. And it's brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. And on Friday, I did some tricks for gift cards with some homies.
I saw that.
I did the tricks and I gave them the gift cards.
On Friday you did?
Yeah, so if I see early? You at the skate park, I will give you a gift card for a trick.
Do you get to shout the tricks out? Or is it just like do a trick?
I just call it a trick out. For those of you who weren't here before the show started.
I mean, the real beginning? Or
I mean, Todd came in
hot.
So hot, so happy. It was like he was eating Molly for breakfast. He was smiling from ear to ear. He was sweating. He was dancing around.
It's been a big weekend.
Why were you so pumped?
The last few days.
I'm talking about this morning. Why were you so pumped?
Oh, because, I have to preface this.
Preface it.
So Disney puts on this thing called D23, which is like this big Disney kind of convention thing in Anaheim.
Okay.
And so we've got all kinds of crazy announcements for all of their brands that they own. And one of the big brands they own is Star Wars. And we had a sneaky teaser trailer this morning for The Rise of Skywalker that has, wait for it, Rey turning to the dark side.
Maybe.
With a Darth Maul-inspired lightsaber at the end of the trailer. Holy shit, Chris.
Maybe.
Your thoughts?
Well, I hadn't seen it until you came in so hot and slapped me around, told me I had to watch it, and I watched it. And the same thing happened to me, Todd, that happened to you. The music came on. The hair stood up on my arms.
Mm-hmm.
I got excited.
But you know what? I don't think that was the coolest thing. This weekend, we also got, I think it was on Friday, a trailer for The Mandalorian that launches with Disney's streaming service on November 11th. Did you watch that trailer I sent you?
Yes.
Freaking
awesome.
Good, dude.
I'm excited because there's a lot of new Star Wars stuff happening, but also it's so far away.
It's not. November 11th is not that far away.
Well,
remember.
Oh.
The 11th of November. Wait, is that it?
Also, another Star Wars land opened in Orlando.
The 29th. Wait.
With a hotel. You can stay.
No, that's not open. That's not open yet. That's not open yet. They announced it.
I wasn't invited to that.
Anyway, so they announced all kinds of crazy stuff at this Disney thing about new Marvel shows. Your favorite, She-Hulk.
Never seen it.
But there's going to be an Obi-Wan series.
Shulk.
Obi-Wan series with Ewan McGregor.
Ew.
Ew.
Ewan, I love Ewan.
There's going to be...
I actually do love him.
There's a comedy...
He's a big fan of the show.
There's going to be a comedy Marvel series called WandaVision. You know, like the Scarlet Witch was in the Avengers? She's like... You remember Vision, the guy with the Infinity Stone in his forehead? He's kind of like a robot.
Oh,
but not, okay.
Yes.
So Wanda and Vision, but it's called WandaVision, and it's supposed to be like a sitcom.
Oh, like they're a married couple dealing with problems?
Yes. So that's going to be interesting.
Speaking of shows, this is a show that's out now that I just started watching, and it is so good. It's called The Righteous Gemstones.
What is it?
On HBO.
What's it about?
We're talking Danny McBride, the dude from Workaholics.
The Preacher show.
It is so good.
Is it funny?
It's gory.
Gory?
It's bloody. It's
really
hilarious.
How is it gory?
It's, you would never... The shit that happens already, they're only two episodes in. It's so good.
It's just out of like
out
crazy
of control.
Town.
John Newman is in it? No.
Dude.
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
My bad.
Sounds fun.
It's really
I'll
good.
Check it out. You know what I saw this morning?
And
I
Hard
had,
Knocks.
I had no idea this was coming. There's a Breaking Bad movie that is going to drop on Netflix, and it's about Jesse Pinkman.
What happens after the
right.
series?
Did you see that teaser for
yes.
that?
Yes. A lot of teaser talk.
Tripping, and that's in October.
I love NFL Hard Knocks.
I love Lamp.
It's great. Other nerd news.
Next weekend, It comes out.
It 2.
Yeah.
It 2.
It.
Oh, wait.
It's around the corner
and who's
again.
Who's the star of it? Because I heard he's amazing in it.
John Hader.
John Hader is amazing in It.
Again.
Again.
It's It 2.
So is it the boy from It as a grown-up?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going?
Yeah, we have tickets already for opening night.
Oh, my God.
I heard it's scarier.
Sick.
You know what else
invite.
Happened? You know what else happened in nerd news?
What?
Audi announced they're bringing the RS6 wagon to
I
the States.
I saw that. Now, what is so good about an RS6
it's
wagon?
It's just Europe has had them for a long time. It's like this, you know, it's basically an Audi wagon, but with like a fuck ton of horsepower.
So it's one of those things where you want what you can't get.
Right.
And now you can get it. So are you going to get it?
It's really expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
How expensive?
Like real expensive.
$100,000.
Over.
Come on.
North.
For a wagon.
Yeah, but it's like...
You can fit your board in it.
You can fit your board in it.
You can fit your chemistry board
you
in there.
You can blast groceries all over the back of the thing.
You
it's
could
so
go
fast.
110 miles an hour.
Zero to 60 in 3.3 seconds.
That's tight. That's quick. That's a quick little car, Todd.
It's a quick tightness.
Any other nerd news you got?
No, let's just go to questions because we have a lot.
Oh, yeah. We've got questions from listeners.
Here's a question right here. Ken Block says, have you guys managed to get it under 15 minutes yet?
No. No, we're pushing an hour and a half, Ken.
Dick.
Ken Block. Okay, I got a question from Jay. Damn it, I lost it. Okay, this is from Jib Kid on Instagram. Jib Kid. This was sent into @MondayMass.
Mm-hmm.
Monday.mass.
What are you saying?
How come so many action sports pros live in Encinitas? What's the story about that place? Besides, it's beautiful. He was here in April. He says, great show, huge fan. Greetings from Germany.
It's God's waiting room for
to call
aging.
It God's waiting room.
Aging professional athletes.
Yeah, it's a
sport athletes.
You know, it's the best place, but it's full.
Yeah, we're done
it's,
here.
No, it's great, and you know you're an hour and a half from snow. There's a lot of waves here all the time. Skate parks everywhere. It's the best. Okay. Where are you guys? Where are you guys? Would you rather watch Slater beat Medina in pumping chokes or Kolohe beat Medina and retain the yellow jersey in the 6-foot waves they're getting now? That is a great, concise, to-the-point question.
I want to see death-defying chokes.
I want to see Kolohe beat Medina in death-defying chokes.
Sure.
Although I would like to see Slater win, just because he's the GOAT and it's always fun to see him win. But I want Kolohe to keep that yellow jersey. After, because, you know, there's been a lot of doubt placed on his back. Wow, he's not going to hang on to that jersey. I want him to hang on to it. And if he can hang on to it through Chopo, Tahiti Pro, presented by Hurley, that's going to be a big statement.
Doubt it.
You don't think so? All right. I think he is.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Adam Etzart says, did you guys finish watching Stranger Things Season 3?
Obviously.
Adam,
first day.
Adam, you came on as such a big fan of the show, and then you ask a question like that. You know we did. Dude.
Oh, my God.
You know this. Todd's laughing at something.
That's okay. I'm not going to share that with people.
California Mud Motors. This guy's a big fan of the show.
What did he say?
Would you rather eat dog shit each year for a season pass to every resort or be guaranteed to surf perfect waves every time, but you have to get stung in the foot by a stingray when you exit the water every time?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Eat dog shit.
That's such a good would you rather.
Every year for a season pass to every resort, snowboarding.
Just one. You have to eat one dog shit.
Eat a dog shit. Or you're guaranteed to surf perfect waves every time you go, but you have to get stung on the foot by a stingray when you exit the water.
Fuck.
I'm going to eat dog shit because I've been stung twice by stingrays.
It's not cool. But like, imagine how, like, if the waves are perfect and you just like, you just surf your brains out, you're like, all right, here it
comes.
You
could not surf and concentrate knowing that you're going to step on a stingray on the way.
But it would become routine, though.
Yeah, but there's no, it would be, take all the fun out of it.
Yeah, but think about
you're
eating.
You're happy. You're
think about
fun.
Eating a dog shit.
It's fine.
Like, would you use a fork and knife?
I'll think about it. Okay, I still want to do it. I don't want to.
Like, is it like a cock?
I don't want to. But like I'm doing it.
Is it like a St. Bernard shit, or are we talking like a
average size?
Average
like
size
a half
dog
a
shit.
Snickers bar.
Half a Snickers bar? Like a golden retriever,
okay,
shit?
One side of a Twix. Thin, but it's long. I'm going eat dog shit and snowboard everywhere because I'll just surf crappy waves. I don't care. I don't ever want to step on a stingray again.
What's the next one?
Well, you didn't say.
I'm going to go with stingray.
Hanile Burlesque. I say that name wrong every time. At Hanile Burlesque. Would you rather play a character on that snowboarding thriller you talked about last episode or do Dancing with the Stars?
Oof, fucking character on a snowboard thing.
I'm Dancing with the Stars.
For real?
Yeah.
See, I have a friend that did that.
Louis Vito.
And it takes a certain amount of balls that a lot of people do not possess.
I got them. And you've already been in movies. You know what it's like. You were in Out Cold.
Yeah, but you're just like by yourself. But like when you do Dancing with the Stars, like you're putting like,
I'm a dance with those stars.
Well, you are kind of an exhibitionist dancer, kind of.
I'm an extortionist. do you have any other questions?
No, do we have some? Any more?
Don't know.
Do you have a question for me, Chris?
Tim Swart corrected one of my Instagrams. Thanks, Tim. Might have a question here. This is a request saying, no.
Nothing?
No.
No, we didn't get anything.
So that was a great episode of the Monday Mass.
I think so. I think we had some information for people to chew on.
Chew on that. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you for listening. We love you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Get ready. ESPN Body Issue 2019 starring Todd Richards. Unsolicited nude photos coming at you.
Bye. Okay.
Did you have something else to say?
I was just going to say, does anyone want to go to Nicaragua next week?
Hit up Todd. He'll
oh, my God. Wyatt? Okay. I'm looking at Instagram right now, and I just happened to flick to Ika Backstrom's Instagram story. Here he is sliding down a dune on a surfboard, and then look what's in the background.
Oh, he's in mainland Mexico?
Yeah, but like reeling right point, and homeboy is scootering around in the sand.
Love you, Ika.
What a moron.
Bye.